It's college football's week 6, and we've got predictions to make on 20 more games.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome in. Winning cures everything. It's a college football podcast. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all the different socials. Most active on X. If you're old school, of course, you can reach out to me, Gary@winningcureseverything.com. Or, and this is the way that I recommend, that I would suggest, go over to bettingcfb.com or buymeacoffee.com and become a subscriber. Become a part of the community over there. It's $5 a month, $50 for the year. You get all these nifty little stat sheets. I've got a new comparison tool where you can pull up stats between two different teams and what the stats projected spread might be for that game based on home or away, etc. Lots of fun stuff going on over there. So bettingcfb.com. Let's not waste time. Let's get into it. We're hitting 20 games. We're going to roll through. We average about 2 minutes per game. Let's get to it. Game one, we start Thursday night, 8 p.m. Central Time, God's Time Zone, CBS Sports Network. Sam Houston traveling to New Mexico State. Currently, Sam Houston, a 2.5-point favorite. 53.5 is our total on this. Last year, Sam Houston won this game 31-11. Sam Houston is coming off of a bye here. Of course, this is a new version of the Sam Houston Bearcats with a K. Phil Longo is the new head coach here. Of course, the home team is 2-0 straight up and against the spread in the last 2 years between these two teams. New Mexico State 4-1-1 against the spread the week after playing against New Mexico. And I'm sure if you're looking at the number here, I've got New Mexico State favored by 7 stats projected. My power rating has New Mexico State by 5. Why would Sam Houston be favored? Well, that is because there are a ton of injuries for New Mexico State. I'm talking all three of the top running backs. A couple of the top wide receivers are out. Some of the linemen. I mean, it's a lot of people hurt. A lot of people hurt. Sam Houston has a couple injuries, nothing too crazy. And when you look at this, current strength of schedule for Sam Houston, number 26, New Mexico State, number 128. Now, I do think that these two teams are pretty comparable, especially when you look at talent rank, number 120 for New Mexico State, number 108. For Sam Houston, looking at the injuries, there's not a lot that you can pull from these numbers that would make you think anything other than going Sam Houston. It's less than a field goal. Sam Houston minus 2.5. This thing bounced. As soon as the line came out on Sunday, it was Sam Houston minus 1.5, and it bounced over to New Mexico State minus 2. And let's see. And now it's Sam Houston minus 2.5. And it's just sitting there right now because nobody really wants to bet on this. ESPN does not have a game this week. This one, CBS Sports Network, is the only Thursday night game. If I had to go a certain way, I'll have to go with Sam Houston. All these guys that are hurt for New Mexico State, I can't back it right now. So we won't dive too far into this, but I will tell you, based on the injuries, based on everything that I've seen, Sam Houston maybe getting a little bit better. Maybe. Probably not. New Mexico State's defense is the best unit on the field. But neither one of these teams is going to score a lot of points. The 51.5 is a total. I've got a projected 38. I might take an under. But for show purposes, we pick a side here. I'm going to go Sam Houston. We move to Friday night for game number two, 6 p.m. Central Time, ESPN2. And the Charlotte 49ers are heading to Tampa. They're going to take on the South Florida Bulls, or USF, whichever you prefer. USF, 2-0 straight up and against the spread against Charlotte in the last 2 years, 107-38 combined score. They have beaten them just to death. And this version of Charlotte is worse than they have been. And I think this version of South Florida is better than what they have been. So, Charlotte 12-5 against the spread as a road dog the last 3 seasons. USF 7-1 against the spread after their last 8 byes, and they are, in fact, coming off of a bye here. This number is USF minus 27. You can get a 26.5 or you can get a 27.5. Just kind of depends on what you want to do. Total is 54.5, so a little bit of a lower total. I'm expecting somewhere around 50 for a total. My projected score is South Florida minus 23 or so, 22.5. So 36-13. I think that my stats projected spread has not weighted enough what South Florida has gone up against. Charlotte, current strength of schedule, number 135. This is a team that put up 3 points at home against North Carolina, who is just atrocious. South Florida's offense, I think, is going to really get going here. As far as pace of play, they are number 5 in the country. Charlotte is number 50, running 2.288 plays per minute. So there are going to be a lot of opportunities. There's going to be a lot of drives. Charlotte is number 29 in offensive drives per game. A lot of that's going to have to do with the fact that, let's see, third down conversion percentage, they're actually pretty good. They just can't score. Number 127 in points per scoring opportunity. Yeah. There's a huge difference in 5 factors rank here. If I got that on the screen, yes, I do. All right, Charlotte number 130 in 5 factors. South Florida number 61. And then talent, number 66 to number 84. Charlotte does have talent, but this Tim Albin's first year has been a debacle so far. I don't expect it to get any better, especially here, especially in Tampa. So Friday night, the best number I can get here is South Florida minus 26.5. That's the direction we're rolling. We're taking a huge home favorite. I know my numbers don't say that, but I will take South Florida minus 26.5. I think they win by at least 4 touchdowns, potentially more, because Golesh knows that he is up for some of these big-time jobs. He's going to be looking to put some points on the board here. Also on Friday, 9:30 p.m. Central Time, this one on ESPN, West Virginia makes their first trip out to Provo. They're going to take on the BYU Cougars, and BYU in a 19.5-point favorite, total of 47.5, and this number is all over the place. I mean, all over. There's a 17.5 out there. I saw 18.5s. I saw 19s. I saw 19.5s. The consensus, most places have this at 19.5. Why? I don't know. I don't know why there are 17.5s that's still on the board, but I will go ahead and take that 17.5 for this. I still would feel pretty good at 19.5. Let's read some of the trends here. West Virginia 3-0 against the spread after their last 3 byes, and they are coming off of a bye here. That is not correct. Why did I write that down? That's crazy. West Virginia just got their doors blown off at home by Utah. So, yeah, that's not a bye. BYU is 0-2 all-time against West Virginia. They last met in 2023. West Virginia won 37-7 in Morgantown. This is the first home game for BYU since September 6th. They had a bye. They had a couple of road games. Now they're coming back home. Their defense is awesome. And West Virginia is still banged up on offense. West Virginia's defense is okay. I think that BYU is still going to be able to run the football here. They can be explosive running the ball. I think we're going to see points. My projection, stats projected spread, has BYU minus 24. I've got a total of 49. This thing is sitting at a total of 47.5, so I would like the over a little bit, but I don't know if West Virginia is going to score. That's my only question there. So I've got a projected score somewhere around 36.5 to 12.5. So let's go up. Let's call it 37 to 13. Something like that. My power rating has BYU by 18. That's still higher than the 17.5. So for show purposes, I'm going to take the 17.5. We can look over, you know, talent rank. We can look over five factors rank. You know, BYU number 7 in the five factors. West Virginia number 99. First half point margin, second half point margin. There's not a lot to point to that would lead you to bet on West Virginia. So I'm going to go with another Friday night home favorite here. I will take BYU minus 17.5 to handle business and remain undefeated. And I think that they will cover this number. Right now, BYU 3-1 against the spread. West Virginia 2-3 against the spread. Give me the Cougars, minus 17.5. And our last Friday night game, 9:30 p.m. Central Time, CBS Sports Network, we have got Colorado State. The Rams are going down to Southern California. They're going to take on San Diego State. And the Aztecs currently are a 5.5-point home favorite, total of 38.5. Their defense has been awesome for head coach Sean Lewis. Colorado State, their defense has been pretty good. Their offense has not been. But the offense has been better than what San Diego State has been putting out there. San Diego State won a game in DeKalb, Illinois last week against Northern Illinois 6-3. And that's after blanking Cal 34-0. They were the beneficiary of quite a few turnovers in that game. Trend-wise, Colorado State won the last meeting in 2023. That was a 22-19 game. Colorado State 3-10 straight up and against the spread in their last 13 against San Diego State. Since 2017, San Diego State 11-24 against the spread as a home favorite. They have not been very good in this role. The underdog, 9-4 against the number in the last 13 in this series. That should tell you that Colorado State has been favored pretty much every time. I mean, almost every time. Considering Colorado State is 3-10 against the spread in the last 13, but the underdog is 9-4. Yeah, you get the point. You get the point. San Diego State's current strength of schedule, number 132. That ain't good, you know, but they have looked good against it. They're number 2 in the country in defensive PPA allowed per drive. They're number 7 in defensive success rate allowed. And then you get down here and you start to look at Colorado State's offense and, I mean, what are we even doing here? Scoring opportunities per game, they're number 113. Only 4.5 of their drives per game get a first down inside the opponent 40-yard line. It's disastrous. And even when they do get down there, they don't score that many points. Number 103 in points per scoring opportunity, that's 3.44 points per time they get inside the opponent 40. And then San Diego State's defense does not give up points down there. They just don't. There's a huge difference in five factors rank, number 49 for San Diego State, number 102 for Colorado State. You start looking into spread covering, you start looking at talent, net points per drive, explosiveness, etc. This thing all points San Diego State. I know that they don't cover very much at home. I get that. But this team, I've got them power rated, minus 8.7. I've got a projected stat spread of San Diego State minus almost 11. I'm going to trust the numbers. Trust the numbers. Give me Sean Lewis and company. I think San Diego State rolls them. I will take the Aztecs minus 5.5 on Friday night. Are you tired of sore knees or joints slowing you down? Ghost Sleeves uses built-in kinesiology tape technology to give you support, reduce pain, and help you recover faster. Use code WCE for 15% off over at ghostsleeves.com. All right, if you haven't already, go ahead, like the video, subscribe to the channel, if you would so kindly, and jump in the comments. Let me know your picks on the games. I want to know what you guys think about these. Don't just listen to mine. Give me your opinions too, because I don't want you coming back afterwards and saying, what was this pick? What were you doing? I'm telling you what I'm thinking. I want to know what you think as well. Also, bettingcfb.com or buymeacoffee.com/winningcures. Be a member over there. I would certainly appreciate that. And subscribe to the podcast. Leave a nice 5-star review over there. On to game number 5, and we're moving to the Big 12, 11 a.m. Central Time on ESPN+. You got to have your streamers for this one. Kansas State is going to Baylor. Baylor, a 6.5-point home favorite, total of 61.5. Kansas State won the last meeting in 2023, 59-25. Kansas State 4-2 against the spread in their last six as a road dog. The last time Kansas State played in Waco was 2022. They had a 31-3 win, and that jump-started their run to the Big 12 title game that year, where they beat TCU, and TCU still made it into the 14 playoff. So, the home team in this series, 7-1 against the spread in the last eight meetings. You start looking at some numbers here. My stats projected spread has Baylor minus 7.91. My power rating has Baylor minus 5.5. Defense, not great by any stretch of the imagination for Baylor. They're number 31 in offensive PPA per drive. They can certainly throw the football, but that is the strength of the Kansas State defense. They're number 25 in defensive success rate or passing success rate allowed. They're number 31 in rushing success rate allowed, but they also they will give up some explosive runs here and there. Baylor can certainly create them, number 35 in rushing explosiveness. On the other side of the ball, Kansas State, their offense, yeesh. Number 105 in offensive success rate. Baylor's defense, number 87 in defensive success rate. What is Kansas State best at? Doesn't look like much of anything, to be completely honest. Yards per rush, they're number 45, but they are number 110 in rushing success rate. They are number 27 in rushing explosiveness, but Baylor, number 37 in rushing explosiveness allowed. So that is an issue. I think that Kansas State may have found something last week when they just absolutely blew the doors off of UCF at home. Baylor, to me, still kind of hit or miss. I trust Sawyer Robertson. He is certainly the better quarterback. This is a lot of points. I mean, just a whole lot of points. 6.5. Now, my power rating is lower than that at 5.5. Stats projected spread has Baylor minus 7.91, so almost 8 points. I'm going to go the opposite direction. I'm going with the dog here. I know that Kansas State is not great at the intangibles, the things that win you football games, as far as the five factors are concerned. But they are just number 4 in penalties per game, pretty disciplined, number 43 in turnover margin. Baylor is 109 in turnover margin, number 68 in penalties per game. Things like that can sneak up and lose you a football game that you should win. I think Baylor's going to win the game. They've had some games that have come down to field goals, etc. I'm kind of expecting the same thing here. I think Kansas State gives them a game. So I expect Kansas State to be able to do something here. So give me the Wildcats plus 5 or plus, best number we can get, 6.5 on this. Game number 6, noon Central, and we're going to the AAC, or I guess it's just the AC, the American Conference now. They took out the Athletic for whatever reason. UTSA is heading to Temple. They're going up to Philly. They're going to take on the Owls. And good gracious, UTSA is a 6.5-point favorite. This one's ESPN Plus as well, so you're going to need your streamer for that as well. Total of 56.5. So UTSA almost a touchdown favorite here. 51-27 UTSA win last year. UTSA 6-1 against the spread after their last 7 buys. Temple 6-4 against the spread after their last 10 buys. KC Keeler has done a really good job with this Temple team thus far. The strength of schedules, number 59 for Temple, number 52 for UTSA, and Temple's offense, not bad. Number 57 in PPA per drive, number 60 in offensive success rate. As far as points per game, they are number 65 on offense, they're scoring 31 points per game. On defense, number 82. On the other side, UTSA number 59, scoring 31.3 points per game, but number 114 in defensive PPA or PPG allowed, defensive points per game, 30.3. So they are giving up more than Temple. Granted, a little bit more difficult strength of schedule, number 52 compared to Temple's 59. There's not really you're looking at strength on strength, weakness on weakness at this point. And both teams really pretty weak anyway. Pace of play, Temple number 127 they don't run a lot of plays. They like to muck this thing up, keep it in the dirt, all that kind of stuff. My projected stat spread has Temple by almost a point. My power rating has UTSA by a point. This, I'm going with the home dog here. I mean, Temple, I think, is vastly improved from what they were last year. Five factors rank, Temple number 77, UTSA number 97. And how focused is Jeff Traylor on this season at this point? Is he going after the Arkansas job? Is he going after some of these other jobs? He wanted to stay there before. Does he still want to do that? There's a lot up in the air here. And this defense for UTSA has just not been great. I will say that. Their offense, they can run the football. They're probably going to be able to run on Temple. I still think Temple's going to be able to do some stuff in the or through the air against UTSA. So I think this is going to be a fun ball game. I think it'll be close. Give me Temple. I think they can hang around here. I think they can surprise some people. My projected score is like 28 to 27 in favor of Temple as far as the stats projected number. Yeah, I'll take Temple plus 6.5. Almost a touchdown at home. Give me KC Keeler. He covers a lot as a dog. I'll take that. Give me the Owls, plus 6.5. 7 p.m. Central, God's time zone. This one on ESPNU. Tulsa heads to Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium or Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, whatever it is in Memphis. But Tulsa is taking on the Memphis Tigers this weekend on ESPNU. Memphis, a 19.5-point home favorite. Total of 56.5. This number has bounced around quite a bit. There is a 20.5 out there. There are 19.5s out there. The total, though, pretty consensus at 56.5. It has come down from the opener of 57.5. This one, it's the first meeting in 3 years. Tulsa is this number. First off, Memphis, 4-6 against the spread in their last 10 as a home favorite. Excuse me, in their last 10 as a 10-plus point home favorite. So double-digit favorite at home. Memphis doesn't really cover a lot. Tulsa, in their last 20 games as an underdog. But let's start with this. These numbers are going to blow your mind. Tulsa, as a double-digit underdog on the road. We got to preface all this, right? These trends are very important. Tulsa is 8-2 against the spread as a double-digit road dog in their last 10. They are 17-3 as a double-digit underdog in their last 20. They are 24-6 against the spread in their last 30 as a double-digit road underdog. They are catching 20.5. That's the best number I could get. I don't even have to go through the numbers. It doesn't matter who the coach is at Tulsa. They cover big numbers. Memphis, been on the road a little bit, had a big win over Arkansas, go down to Boca, get a big win, a huge fourth quarter, scored 31 points in the fourth quarter against FAU. Tulsa got beat up last week by Tulane, but they beat Oklahoma State the week before that on the road. I get the feeling, like Tulsa runs a lot of plays, number 9 in pace of play. Memphis is number 107 in pace of play. Memphis 24th in PPA margin, Tulsa number 97. This Tulsa defense can hang around a little bit, though. That's what I'm expecting here. This Memphis defense, I just feel like Tulsa will find a way to hang in here. Memphis number 17 in five factors rank, Tulsa number 116. There's a reason why the line is so big. However, there's not a huge discrepancy as far as overall on three talent rank. Memphis number 70, Tulsa number 86. I think Trey Lamb is going to have these boys fired up. Ryan Silverfield getting a lot of love for some of these potential job openings. Memphis got some bigger games coming up. Really big games. They got South Florida coming next week. Think this one could be massive. Massive. So all you got to do is win. You don't have to blow them out. My power rating has Memphis by 20.5. My stats projected spread has Memphis by almost 23. It's sitting at 20.5. Give me the Golden Hurricanes. Give me Tulsa plus 20.5 on the road. Game number 8, 11 a.m. Central Time on the Big Ten Network. Illinois travels to Purdue. Illinois, a 9.5-point road favorite. This one opened at 10.5. It's been bet down a little bit. The total is 57.5. That is up 2 points from the opener of 55.5 on that. 50-49, Illinois won this game in overtime, and it was basically a miracle that they won the game last year. And a lot of people did not pay attention to the fact that that was the first win for Illinois over Purdue in the previous four meetings. So they are now 1-4 in the past five. Bielema 4-1 against the spread as a road favorite at Illinois. Purdue coming off of a bye now. They are 4-6 against the spread after their last 10 byes. However, Purdue has won 7 of the last 9 against Illinois. They have Illinois' number. Now, don't forget, Jeff Brohm was there for a while before that, and even Ryan Walters got a win over Illinois in his first year there. Very surprising. Very, very surprising. Purdue, their defense is atrocious. Number 129 PPA allowed per drive. They're number 128 in defensive success rate. Illinois, number 107 PPA allowed per drive. They're number 118 in defensive success rate. Both of these offenses are pretty good. Number 48 in PPA per drive on offense for Purdue. Number 42 for Illinois. I don't see a massive advantage for either one of these teams. Illinois probably going to be able to throw the ball on Purdue. When you look at it, number 15 in QBR for Illinois. Number 112 in QBR allowed for Purdue. Running the ball, Illinois is not great. Number 103 PPA per rush, number 100 in yards per rush. Purdue is number 115 and number 92 in those stats, respectively. Offensive line yards, though, Illinois number 34 and Purdue number 131. So Illinois is going to have a massive advantage at the line of scrimmage. That's a huge thing here. Purdue still finds a way against this team. When you got a team's number, you got a team's number. We saw it with Alabama and Georgia last week. Same deal. Same deal all over again. Turnovers. Illinois, number 17 in turnover margin. Purdue, number 128. I don't know if you can predict turnovers. I would imagine Purdue is going to give up to them at some point. Who knows? Penalties per game. Purdue, number 18. They don't beat themselves that way. Illinois is number 40. You start looking at scoring opportunities per game, points per scoring opportunity. Points per scoring opportunity. You will be able to score on Illinois. It's just Purdue makes everything seem kind of hard. My number is right on the spread. Power rating, Illinois minus 9.3. Projected stat spread, Illinois minus 9.76. I'm going to stick with the history here. Barry Odom is competent. I think he can hang in this at home, especially. Both of these teams have played really good strength of schedules. Purdue number 10, Illinois number 9. I think Purdue hangs around. I think they hang around a little bit. If a 10 pops again, I'll probably take Purdue. I see the advantages for Illinois. I just think Purdue's going to hang around. So give me the Boilermakers plus 9.5 at home. Are you looking to catch your favorite team or concert live? Ticket Smarter makes buying tickets safe and simple. And with our promo code, you save big. Use WCE10 for $10 off an order of $100 or more, or WCE20 for $20 off $300 or more. Grab your tickets now at Ticket Smarter. Once again, subscribe to the channel. If you hadn't done that, go ahead and like the video, jump in the comments. You guys know what to do. And of course, buymeacoffee.com/winningcures. $5 a month, $50 for the year. You get these sheets. You get a whole slew of other things as well. So go ahead and check it out, especially the new matchup comparison tool. Go try it out for me. Let me know what you think. I'm curious. Very curious. Game number 9, 3 p.m. Central on FS1. Michigan State travels to the land of the corn, Nebraska, the Cornhuskers. They are currently a 10.5-point home favorite, total of 51.5. That has been bet down a little bit, which is kind of surprising. I've got a total of 56 on this. Last meeting was a 20-17 Michigan State win in 2023. Both of these teams are coming off of byes this week. Three of the last four meetings have been outright upsets. So whoever was the dog ended up winning three out of the four times. Since 2014, Nebraska, 3-10, straight up and against the spread after a bye. But that was old Nebraska. Now we have new Nebraska. Matt Rule year three kind of Nebraska. No, they did not beat Michigan. Michigan State is not Michigan. Big difference there. You can tell it because you can look at the opposing defensive lines, right? Michigan State's defensive line number 63. Sorry, Michigan State's defensive line number 40. Nebraska's offensive line is, hold on. I'm reading this wrong. Michigan State's defense or Michigan State's offensive line is 40th. Nebraska's defensive line is 63rd. Normally that would be a big deal. But Michigan State cannot run the football. They try to almost 56% of the time. But they're number 70 in rushing success rate, number 99 in PPA per rush, number 78 in yards per rush, and that is the biggest weakness for this Nebraska defense. If Michigan State cannot take advantage of it, that's a problem. So, on the other side, the thing that Nebraska does best is they throw the football. Dylan Raiola doing great things in that Dana Holgorsen offense. Number 35 PPA per pass, number 11 QBR. Michigan State in those stats on defense, number 114 and number 117. Michigan State's defense, number 131 in passing success rate allowed. They are number 131 in passing explosiveness allowed. Nebraska will be able to put up some points here, and I expect a lot of it. So, again, both of these coming off of a bye, I'm feeling good about Nebraska here. Five factors rank, Nebraska number 11 in the country. They do good things. Michigan State is number 59. Michigan State number, or they are 1-3 against the spread so far this season. Nebraska 2-2. I look at all of these different stats and I see advantages pretty much across the board for Nebraska. Now, Michigan State has played a tougher strength of schedule, but Nebraska not that far behind. I'm number 56. Michigan State number 37 in that. My stats projected spread has Nebraska by 16.3. My power rating has Nebraska by almost 11. I've got this thing at 10.5. I'll go with the Cornhuskers. I feel good about Matt Rule. I think Jonathan Smith can get there. He's just not quite there as far as what Nebraska has put together thus far. I'll take Matt Rule. Give me Nebraska minus the best number we can get, which is 10.5 right now. Game number 10, 2:30 p.m. Central Time, God's time zone on the Big Ten Network. The Washington Huskies, fresh off of a beating at the hands of Ohio State, they are headed all the way across the continental United States over to Maryland, where the Terrapins are waiting on them. And currently, Washington is a 6-point road favorite with a total of 52.5 on this one. In four trips to a different time zone last season, Washington was 0-4 straight up and against the spread. Maryland is coming off of a bye here, while Washington had to deal with Ohio State at home, and that defense for Ohio State handled them. Maryland is 1-9 against the spread, 0-10 straight up after a bye in the past 10. That ain't good. But it almost always had to do with who they were playing in the Big Ten East. Now they are divisionless. Now they've got Washington coming in off a long road trip. Look, I've got Maryland favored by 2.35 points. My power rating has Maryland favored by a point. I've got a total of 55.6, where this total right now is 52.5, so it's been bet down a little bit. The best thing about Maryland might be Malik Washington, potentially, their star quarterback. But the numbers don't exactly bear that out. They're not great at running the football. That's the strength of Washington's defense. But they also don't run it very often. Less than 40% of the time, they throw the ball over 60% of the time. And Washington's defense, number 105 in PPA allowed per pass, they are number 119 in passing success rate allowed, number 119 in passing explosiveness allowed. I mean, it's Maryland's good at that. Number 51, number 33, number 55. Like, the strength of Maryland's offense is going up against the weakness of Washington's defense. On the other side, this Maryland defense, number 4 in the country in defensive success rate allowed. They're number 3 in defensive PPA, that's predicted points added, allowed per drive. They're good. Like, their current strength of schedule does not match up to Washington's, but Washington's is only number 55 because they played Ohio State last week. I think Maryland might be pretty good. I think they might be okay. You factor in travel. You factor in them coming off of a game against Ohio State last week where they really thought they had a chance to pull an upset and just could not get it going. Maryland's been waiting on this one. They are currently 4-0. They can move to 5-0. 6.5 is the best number we can get. We're going with the Fighting Mike Loxleys. Like, Maryland is top 10 in 5 factors rank. I cannot believe I'm even talking about this. Because typically, once you get into conference play, that's when Loxley's teams fall apart. I don't think it's happening here. I think this defense is good. Give me the Terrapins. Plus 6.5 at home. I think they win the game outright. I feel pretty good about it. Pretty good about it. This is a fun quarterback matchup. But I will take the Terrapins. Plus 6.5 at home. We got a lot of dogs here. Game number 11, and we're staying in the Big Ten. This one's on Fox, 11 a.m. Central Time. Wisconsin heading to the Big House. They're going to take on Michigan. Both of these teams coming off byes. The home team in this series is 8-4 against the spread since 2005. Michigan, they have got USC next week. There's not a lot of trends that I can even point to on this. Michigan currently a 16.5-point home favorite, total of 42.5. This one opened at 41.5. My projected total is 43.65, so this thing got hit, and it's up to 42.5 now. Biff kind of took the shackles off of Bryce Underwood. Is that going to change now that Sherrone Moore is back? We'll see. We'll see exactly what that looks like. Wisconsin is bad. Don't know what's going to happen with Billy Edwards Jr., the quarterback. Danny O'Neill, the backup quarterback, has not been very good at all. Their offense is number 82 in offensive success rate. Better passing the ball than they are rushing. Jeff Grimes' offense has not exactly cured anything thus far. Wisconsin, number 135 in pace of play. That's plays per minute. Michigan is kind of slow, but they're number 68. I mean, they're dead average, right in the middle. So, okay. offensive success rate for Michigan is not great. But as far as PPA per drive is concerned, they're number 46. So, number 106 in success rate, number 46 in predicted points added per drive. They're not great throwing the ball, but they are pretty good at running the ball. Wisconsin's defense, pretty good at stopping the run. Yeah, a little surprising there. I don't expect Wisconsin to be able to do anything on offense. They're okay throwing it. Number 74 in QBR, number 82 in passing success rate. Michigan's defense, number 82 in passing success allowed, number 82 in passing explosiveness allowed. But when you start to look at the run, and that's what Wisconsin wants to do, they run the ball 54% of the time. Michigan is number 33 in PPA allowed per rush, number 6 in yards allowed per rush. Number 36 in rushing success allowed, number 6 in rushing explosiveness allowed. It is, I can't bet on Wisconsin. I think the shackles have come off Bryce Underwood. I think they understand that this is a stretch where Michigan can really get the ball rolling towards a playoff berth. Michigan, I've got them favored by 20 as far as projected stats. I've got Michigan favored by 17 as far as power rating. Yeah, this thing is under 17. I will take Michigan to cover 16.5. Game number 12, we are headed to Pasadena, California, where the Penn State Nittany Lions, fresh off a home loss in a whiteout against Oregon, they are going to take out some frustration on the UCLA Bruins. And this one's 2:30 p.m. Central Time on CBS. Penn State currently a 25.5-point favorite on the road, total of 50.5. Penn State won this matchup 27-11 at home last year. Penn State 5-1 against the spread off straight-up losses in the last six. My projected number on this has Penn State minus 21.58, which is not close to the 26.5. My power rating has Penn State minus 19.3. Penn State's current strength of schedule, even with a win over or a loss, excuse me, to Oregon last week at home, number 75 current strength of schedule. UCLA has played a tougher schedule than that. That's insane. Number 68 strength of schedule for UCLA. UCLA number 115 in PPA margin. They're pretty good. How about this? They're average on offense. Their defense is just awful. Number 133 in PPA allowed per drive on defense. Dead last in the country. Number 136 in defensive success rate allowed. 53.44% success rate against this defense. It is wild. And running the ball is what they do worst. I mean, it's just, it's awful. Number 111 PPA allowed per rush. Number 124 in yards allowed per rush. Number 134 in rushing success rate allowed. They're number 19 in rushing explosiveness, but that's because it doesn't matter. I mean, it's, you know, it's bad. Number 135 in offensive line yards allowed. Number 136 in stuff rate. Penn State is number one in stuff rate allowed. They're going to be able to run the ball and do whatever they want to. Like, it really doesn't matter. As far as five factors are concerned, UCLA, number 135. Penn State is number 32. Penn State will take out their aggression here. They will handle business. There's not a whole lot to talk about. I do think that Tim Skipper at least got them somewhat fired up for the Northwestern game. You're going back home. Maybe this is a last gasp thing. But Nico is going to have zero time to be able to do anything against this Penn State defense. And even if he does, I don't know if he's good enough to be able to do anything against them. On passing downs, passing down success allowed, Penn State's defense is number one. I mean, that's just, oh. There will be blood. There will be blood. My number says to take UCLA. How? Why would you? Why would you ever bet on this team? UCLA covered against Northwestern last week. Had to pull themselves out of a hole. They scored two late touchdowns in that game. But I'll take Penn State. I think they're mad about what happened last week. I think they understand they've still got the entire season ahead of them. That offensive and defensive line, they're going to feast in this game. UCLA, they don't have the talent to be able to keep up here. And even if they did, that talent wouldn't know what to do. So give me Penn State. Best number that I can get is 25.5. I'll take it. Give me the Nittany Lions.
Why struggle doing everything yourself? On Fiverr, you can hire professionals for just about anything. Marketing, editing, design, and more. Save time, get it done right. Click the link in the description to get started.
And again, bettingcfb.com or buymeacoffee.com/winningcures. There's a link in the description. $5 a month, $50 for the year. You get these stat sheets. You get the comparison tool. You get my official plays. You get all of that stuff right over there. So go check it out. bettingcfb.com. Of course, subscribe, like the video, jump in the comments. I want to know your picks. Game 13, 11 a.m. Central Time on ABC. The Kentucky Wildcats are going down between the hedges, and they are going to take on the Georgia Bulldogs. Georgia, a 20.5-point favorite at home right now, a total of 48.5. Georgia, of course, coming off a loss at home to Alabama that ended the 33-game home winning streak that dated back to when Will Muschamp and the South Carolina Gamecocks went in and surprised them back in 2019. Georgia, they beat Kentucky last year 13-12 in Lexington as a 22-point favorite. Everybody was shocked at this. Everybody was surprised at this. Kentucky did not look very good going on the road to South Carolina the other night. But that's okay. Kentucky is 5-1 against the spread in their last six against Georgia. Georgia has won 15 straight against Kentucky, but it's kind of the Lane Kiffin thing. Mark Stoops and his defenses always figure out a way to keep them in ball games, especially against somebody like Georgia. They just always play really well against Georgia. They always play really well against Ole Miss. They always play really well against Florida. There are certain teams that just match up well. And Kentucky and Georgia match up well against each other. My number on this has Georgia by about 17 as far as projected stat spread. My power rating only has Georgia favored by 13 points. You're looking at the number 2 overall talent rank for Georgia, number 25 for Kentucky. Georgia's issue is they cannot get after the quarterback. Their defense is number 108 in havoc rate. And no, Kentucky's not great at defending it, but my gosh, Georgia can't get any kind of pressure. They're number 117 in passing success allowed, number 109 in PPA allowed per pass, number 103 in yards allowed per attempt. They are pretty good at stopping the run. Number 6 in PPA allowed per rush, number 5 in rushing success allowed. So will they be able to stop Kentucky's running game? Probably. But also on the other side, I think Kentucky's going to be able to slow theirs down as well. This feels like two teams that just want to play in a phone booth. And it's going to be the same thing that it always is. Low scoring, like a total is 49.5. I mean, my projected total is 49.57, so I'm right there on the number. But again, I've got Georgia by 17. I've got Georgia by 13 as far as power rating. Yeah. Like this feels, you know, special teams efficiency, Georgia's number 1, Kentucky number 4. Five factors rank, this will surprise you. Raw five factors, Georgia's number 31, Kentucky number 65. That's not including talent. That's just how are these teams playing right now? Do they do the things that are necessary to win football games? And both of them are just kind of average. I'm going to go with both of them number 100 in turnover margin. My gosh, Georgia number 9 in penalties per game, Kentucky number 52. So Kentucky 1.5 more penalties per game. This feels very much like Kentucky can hang around. So that's what I'm expecting. I don't expect a lot of points, but I will take Kentucky. Best number I can get is 20.5. I'll take the Wildcats, Mark Stoops and company, plus 20.5 in Athens early Saturday morning. Game number 14, we move over to the ACC, where the Syracuse Orange are traveling down to Dallas. They're going to take on the SMU Mustangs, who right now are a 16.5-point favorite, total of 58.5. Good gracious. That thing has been bet up from 57.5. I found that kind of surprising. This number doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Syracuse 4-2 against the spread on the road under Fran Brown. SMU are coming off of a bye. SMU 12-7 against the spread at home under Rhett Lashley. SMU is 5-1 against the spread in the last 6 coming off of a bye. My power rating has SMU by 7.3. My stats projected spread has SMU minus 1.38. Syracuse got dog walked last week at home by Duke. 38-3, that offense could do nothing with Ricky Collins' company. Without Steve Angeli, they're going to need some massive help. I don't know if SMU is going to give it to them. My numbers are way off on this, and I have found whenever my numbers are this far off, I have to go with the favorite. I have to go with the side that doesn't make sense. My numbers say one thing. Like last week, I had Syracuse favored over Duke. Now, those numbers that got us there were with Steve Angeli. Then we get Ricky Collins. I thought he'd be able to do something. And they could do nothing against the Blue Devils at all. And now you've got SMU, who is a significantly more talented team, number 32 in overall on 3 talent rank. And you start looking at five factors rank, number 62 for SMU, number 83 for Syracuse. But, I mean, you got to really bump Syracuse down. SMU has not covered a spread all year. All year. I like their defense coordinator, Scott Simons. He was at Liberty many moons ago. I mean, they're good. And we already know that Syracuse can't run the ball, and if they can't throw it either, that becomes a major, major problem. SMU is going to be able to throw the football, especially against the Syracuse defense. There's not a number on here that we can talk about that is going to make you want to take SMU minus 16.5. But that's the best number we can get, and that's what I'm going to take because it doesn't make sense, and I think SMU is going to lay the hammer down. They're going to lay the wood to Syracuse. Give me SMU minus 16.5 at home. More ACC, Clemson. The Tigers are headed to North Carolina this weekend, 11 a.m. Central, God's time zone, on ESPN. Clemson, a 14-point road favorite, total of 45.5. Clemson, 1-3 against the spread on the road at North Carolina in their last four. Both of these teams are coming off byes. North Carolina's got the very rare bye week sandwich here. They had a bye last week. They play Clemson. They got a bye next week, and then they close out with like five more games. Belichick was a 10-plus point underdog 11 times in the NFL. He was 8-2-1 against the number in that spot. Very curious here. If you want to know how bad Clemson has been, you all know that North Carolina is bad. I've got Clemson power rated as 5 points better than North Carolina. I have Clemson stats projected wise as almost 2 points better. I've got a final score of Clemson 21, North Carolina 19. That is nowhere near the 14 points. There's some books that have 13.5. But I think you know which direction I'm going. And this is another one of those kind of like that SMU one where the number makes no sense compared to what I've got. Do you trust Clemson? Does anybody trust Clemson? I don't know that you can just wake up and like decide that, hey, we're really going to pour it on them this week. None of that makes sense to me. Like, North Carolina is also trying to wake up. Like, these two teams, North Carolina's number 31 in the country in on-3 overall talent rank. Clemson is number 14. Clemson's special teams efficiency is number 126. North Carolina's number 29. Like, as bad as North Carolina has been, they're still pretty good on special teams. They're number 18 in penalties per game, and they're number 69 in turnover margin. So they're better in all of those metrics than what Clemson is. Now, Clemson, on defense, they can stop the run. How much of that is who they have played, though? Remember, they played LSU, they played Syracuse. That's two teams that just, they couldn't run the ball if their life depended on it. You look at the five factors rank for the things that win ball games. North Carolina's number 79, Clemson's number 85. Utah's in talent, North Carolina 72, Clemson 71. These two teams are pretty close. There's no major injury for us to look at here. I don't think Clemson can wake up. I'm going Bill Belichick. I know that sounds insane. I'm not expecting a lot of points. I've got a total of 40 on this. This thing was at 46.5. It's down to 45.5. I think it will continue to go lower. But I would try and get it at that 45 if you can. But as far as show purposes, I'm going North Carolina. I'm probably going to put them in my money line round robin this week. I think they could win the game outright. That is so strange. That's so wild. All right, North Carolina, plus 14. Game number 16, also 11 a.m. Central Time, God's time zone on the ACC Network. That's right, more ACC here. Boston College is going to Pitt, and Pitt is a 6.5-point home favorite. They opened as a 4.5-point favorite, and that line has been bet up a little bit. Boston College got beat at home last week by Cal, who was coming off of a 34-0 drubbing at the hands of San Diego State. Total of 58.5 on this, so it's gone up a point. I have a projected total of 50, almost 55, so a little lower than this. It makes sense. When you look at the pace of play, though, I understand why people would be going with a higher total. 40 pace of play, so 2.327 plays per minute for Boston College. Pitt is number 14. Cade Bell, came in from Western Carolina. He runs that up-tempo. I understand why people think there would be a lot of points here. Pitt, I've got him favored by 6.12. My power rating has Pitt by 5.5. This thing is up to 6.5 now. Looking at the trends, 34-23 Boston College win last year at home. Boston College 3-1 straight up, 3-1 against the spread in their last four against Pitt. Now you've got Bill O'Brien going up against Pat Narduzzi. Neither of these teams has played a very difficult strength of schedule at all. Boston College number 108, Pitt number 118. When you look at covering, both of them are 2-2 against the spread. Five factors rank number 60 against number 68. When you look at turnover margin, Boston College 114, Pitt number 123. You look at penalties per game, both are tied at number 102. This Boston College offense likes to throw the football. That is the weakness of the Pitt defense. Boston College is not going to try and run it. They only run the ball 35% of the time. Well, that is the strength of the Pitt defense. On the other side, Pitt throws the ball 60% of the time. They're pretty good at that. But Boston College is number 47 in passing success rate allowed, number 47 in passing explosiveness allowed. They're okay at defending it. I think it's going to be a tight ballgame. Like, I know that my stats projected spread has Pitt 30.5 to 24, almost 24.5. I'll take Boston College. Everybody's writing them off. They lost three games in a row, et cetera. I get that, but I think that Pitt lets them hang around. I'll take Boston College. I'll take the road dog plus 6.5 for the Golden Eagles. Not the Golden Eagles, just the Eagles. But Bill O'Brien going up against Pat Narduzzi. That's a fun coaching matchup. I think it'll be tight. Give me BC.
Stop guessing and start winning. Stochastic provides advanced data and strategies for DFS players and bettors built by pros who know how to find edges. Click the link in the description and sign up today.
We got four games left to go over, but again, buymeacoffee.com/winningcures. $5 a month, $50 for the year. Go and support what I'm doing here. This is a one-man show. One-man thing. So like the video, subscribe to the channel. You guys know what you're doing there. I would certainly appreciate that. And check out the merch store. You see my Winning Cures Everything hoodie shirt. Yeah, doing fun things here. So go ahead and check that out over at winningcureseverything.com. But subscribe to the channel, like the video, jump in the comments, subscribe to the podcast. All the different ways that you can support. I would certainly appreciate that. And you can follow me on X, at GaryWCE. All right, moving along. Game 17. And we're still in the ACC. Duke going to Cal. That's right. This one, 9:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. Duke is a 3-point consensus favorite right now on the road. Total of 55.5. Let's talk trends right quick. Duke was 2-0 against the spread in different time zones last year. Duke 1-5 against the spread in the second game of back-to-back road games. They did just blow the doors off of Syracuse 38-3 on the road last week. Now they go from upstate New York all the way over to Berkeley. It's a long trip. Cal also went from Boston College back over to home. But at least they're a little more familiar with being at home. Cal 35-17 against the spread as a dog under Wilcox. They always cover. Always cover. It's insane. Cal's offense, the numbers are not great, but they are pretty good on defense. Duke is really good on offense, and their defensive numbers are atrocious. So what can JKS do against this defense? What can Duke and Darian Mensa and that offense, what can they do against this Cal defense? Strength on strength, weakness on weakness. I'm excited about this game. My projected numbers. My power rating has Duke favored by almost 2. My stats projected spread has Cal favored by 1. Cal went on the road. They beat Boston College last week. Duke right now 3-2 straight up, 2-3 against the spread. Cal 3-2 against the spread, 4-1 straight up. I've said it multiple times. The offensive coordinator is Brian Harsin. Nick Rolovich, who used to be at Hawaii, who was at Washington State, and then all the COVID stuff happened, he is also on the offensive staff. What they have done with this quarterback, JKS, they have done fantastic things here. Manny Diaz, his defense was lights out last year. This year, not so much. Not so much at all. Very curious about this. I think this is going to be tight. And when I looked, you can get Cal at +3.5 at home as a dog late night. Five factors rank in this. Number 63 for Cal, number 58 for Duke. And you look at PPA margin, you look at success rate, all these different numbers. These two teams are not that far off as far as talent is concerned either. Net explosiveness, Cal is much more explosive than Duke, mainly because Duke allows big plays. I think Cal wins the game. So the fact that I can get 3.5, give me the Golden Bears, +3.5 at home. 2:30 p.m. Central Time on NBC, the Boise State Broncos head to the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Notre Dame putting on absolute clinics with their offensive football team, and their defense is even slowing Arkansas down to only allow 13 points still did not help them in overall numbers. Number 113 in PPA allowed per drive. They're number 107 in defensive success rate allowed. Boise's numbers pretty good. Notre Dame opened as a 17.5-point home favorite. That thing got bet up. 20.5 is the number you can get right now. There is a 19.5 out there. 63.5 is our total, and that thing has not moved. Now, my projected total on this is close to 65.5, somewhere around there. My power rating has Notre Dame by 15.3. My projected stat spread has Notre Dame by 16 on this. The first ever meeting between these two, Marcus Freeman, 3-6 against the spread against G5 teams. Boise, 9-4-1 against the spread as a road dog in their last 14 in that role. Boise is not very good at stopping the run. Number 122 in PPA allowed per rush. They're number 112 in rush rate. They're number 87 in yards allowed per rush. Number 130 in rushing explosiveness. Notre Dame in those metrics, number 15, number 56, number 23, number 29. That could be a problem with Jeremiah Love and that bunch. On the other side, Boise's offense, 24 in PPA per pass, 36 in yards per pass attempt, number 35 in passing success. Notre Dame's numbers there, 118, 98, 112. Running the ball, Boise, number 40 in PPA per rush, number 18 in yards per rush, number 40 in rushing success. Notre Dame's defense, number 79, number 57, and number 91 in those. Boise, talent-wise, is nowhere close to this. Nowhere close. But I do think that they are fired up for a game like this, right? We've seen Notre Dame do this over and over. It's tough for them to get hyped for a G5 opponent. Boise hung around with Penn State last year. They hang around with power conference teams all the time. Neither team very good on special teams. Neither team really turns the ball over very much. I'm going to trust my number here. The five factors rank, Notre Dame number 45. Boise, number 57. Yes, Notre Dame, again, significantly more talented. I'm going to trust the number, though. I've got Notre Dame winning 41-24.5 or so. That stays well within the 20.5. I'll go with the dog again. Give me Boise State, +20.5 in this one. The moneyline materialless Oklahoma Sooners are going to host the Kent State Flashes Golden Flashes. And they are, Oklahoma is a 45.5 point home favorite, total of 53.5. 3 p.m. Central Time, God's time zone, on the SEC Network. The last three MAC teams that Oklahoma has played have scored a combined 12 points on Oklahoma. Oklahoma is coming off of a bye. They have Texas next week. But they do not have John Mateer. So Michael Hawkins Jr. is going to be the quarterback here. These numbers are not going to mean anything that you see on the screen. These passing numbers for Oklahoma, we have no idea what Michael Hawkins is going to do. No clue. I do know that Kent State's defense is awful. Number 124 in PPA allowed per drive. They're number 125 in defensive success rate allowed. Number 119 passing. Number 112 rushing. That's not good. That is just so not good. Oklahoma is really good on defense. Kent State has put up a lot of fights. They are 2-2 against the spread so far this year. Oklahoma 2-1-1. Here's the direction that I'm going to go with this, and follow my logic. When you have a total that is only, we got a total of 53.5 right now. So that's actually gone up. 53.5, and Oklahoma's favored by 45.5. You have an 8-point difference there. Best bet to me would be Kent State team total under. I do not expect them to be able to score, especially because Oklahoma's defense knows they've really got to put out. They've got to look good, especially with Texas coming up. If I'm going to go any kind of way, I think Oklahoma is going to try their best to get the run game going, especially in a game like this. That means less possessions. That means, so Kent State is number 116 in pace of play. Oklahoma right now is number 39. That is going to slow down considerably this next week. They're going to run the quarterback some. They're not going to put it up in the air. This will be vanilla game plan, right? And then you just hope that the surgery went well enough and that the rehab is going really well and that John Mateer can come back for Texas next week. I don't think he will, but for show purposes, this is not one that I'm really going to bet. I'm going to go take Kent State plus 45.5 on this. You could totally see 42-3, 45-3, 48-3, and that gets us to the window on a game like this. So hold your nose, take out the trash, Kent State plus 45.5. And the last game of the night, we head to the Mountain West, where the Nevada Wolfpack are going to take on the Fresno State Bulldogs, 9:30 p.m. Central Time on CBS Sports Network. Fresno is a 14.5 point home favorite here, total of 44.5. Both of these teams coming off of buys this week. 24-21 Fresno win last year. Jeff Choate, that was another one of those games where he just kept it close, is what it is. Nevada, 3-1-1. Against the spread in the last five against Fresno. The number always gets bet up with Fresno. Always. Fresno, I've got favored by 16.62. For those of you that would like to talk about me scratching my nose, my apologies. Allergies, it's still September. Still September. We're getting close, though. Allergy medicine starts to wear off by the time I'm recording these. So, Jeff Choate likes to keep it close, especially in games like this. Fresno, I've got them power rated 16.4 points better. I've got them favored stats-wise by 16.62, but Nevada has played a significantly stronger strength of schedule. Now, these are opponent-adjusted, so that does play a part in this. But Fresno, number 99 in current strength of schedule. The Fresno offense is looking pretty good. I told y'all beforehand, I like E.J. Warner. I like what he's doing. Fresno has not lost a game since that opening week zero game against Kansas, and Kansas is pretty good. Nevada, 1-3 against the spread. Five factors rank Fresno 52. Nevada number 118. There's just not a lot that this Nevada team does very good or very well. Correct my grammar on a show like this. Turnover margin, number 93 for Fresno, number 130 for Nevada. But Nevada number 34 in penalties per game, Fresno number 40. Matt Entz is doing a pretty good job with Fresno thus far. I'm going to go against my number. I think Nevada hangs around in this game. Like, you know those late Saturday games. You know what those things end up turning into. Like, Nevada is number 54 in special teams efficiency. Fresno, number 85. Something wacky is going to happen in this game. Something wacky is going to happen. The best number I can get for Nevada is 14.5. That's where I'm going to go. I will take it. I like Jeff Choate. I like what he does there. No, Nevada's not a very good football team. But Fresno's got bigger fish to fry. I expect, especially with a low total, this thing was at 47.5. It's down to 44.5. Low total, double-digit spread. Take the dog. Nevada plus 14.5. All right, let's recap what we got. Sam Houston on Thursday night, -2.5. South Florida, -26.5 on Friday. BYU, -17.5. San Diego State, -5.5. And then we move to the dogs. Kansas State, +6.5. Temple, +6.5. Tulsa, +20.5. Purdue, +9.5. Nebraska, -10.5. Maryland, +6.5. Michigan, -16.5. Penn State, -25.5. Kentucky, +20.5. SMU, -16.5. North Carolina, +14. Boston College, +6.5. Cal, +3.5. Boise, +20.5. Kent State, +45.5. And Nevada, +14.5. Reminder again, buymeacoffee.com/winningcures or the easy way, bettingcfb.com. It's $5 a month, $50 for the year. Also, go and check out the Winning Cures Everything web store. You can see these handy dandy shirts that I got here. I like it. We've also got hats like snapbacks and whatnot over there. A lot of fun stuff with the new logo on it. So support us over at the web store. WinningCuresEverything.com has the store up on the site. Along with that, subscribe to the channel, like the video, jump in the comments. You guys know what's up. You guys know what to do. Again, it's a one-man operation, and I appreciate you all for taking some time out to hang out with me. I love college football. That's all I talk about. It's a lot of fun. I like to predict games. I go through all the stats. I want to see where these teams are really good and where they're not. That's all I'm going to do on this channel. So, if you want to support it, subscribe, share it out, tell your friends, all that good stuff. With that said, let's not take more of your time, because I do appreciate your time, and I respect it. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football, and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Subscribe, leave a review or comment, follow at Gary WCE on X, and check out the web store,